Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What the hell is this?
This is a soundtrack.
I know. The fast version.
Tell me, darling.
Well, the fast
Con
version.
Con Air.
Was it Con Air?
That's what it says.
Well, but then
how
also.
Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah. The Trisha Yearwood.
If you ever leave.
Okay, I'm getting ready to leave. The slow version is in Con Air.
Yes.
But the fast version. The Leanne Rimes version was on the Coyote Ugly soundtrack.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I think. No,
that's Can't Fight the Moonlight. I love that song.
I do too.
That's so good.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Hour three. It is. Welcome to the winter of our discontent. It is.
We are so sleep deprived and cray right now.
Oh, this is just. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you sitting in here with sunglasses is ridiculous. Jason has dark ass sunglasses on all morning, and I can't even look at you.
It's real
with your goat pube sweater on. Okay. Cashmere.
First of all, they're Morticia Adams.
Oh, what am I?
Lexus in here wearing all black like she's in mourning. You want to go, girl? We'll go. Let's go.
Dawn is Paul Bunyan.
That's fine.
Dawn looks like she just came.
Paula Bunyan.
Dawn.
I love being Morticia. Ooh.
I don't love being Paul.
Dawn looks
Paul
like
Bunyan.
No.
Where's Blue?
No, Dawn looks like the lesbian replacement for the brawny man. She looks like she's getting ready to be.
If you're on YouTube, Dawn, I'll get closer.
Dawn looks like she's getting
she's
ready
the
to.
Brawny woman.
She's on paper towels now. She looks like she's auditioning to replace the brawny man. She's
well,
the.
You even have the boots too.
I know. Look at her, girl. My goodness.
Oh,
she's
wow.
either doing a radio show or she's getting ready to chop some wood.
God.
My gosh. Anyway, this is hour
we'll
three.
We'll continue what I was, considering what I was wearing yesterday.
Yeah,
I wanted to switch it up.
No.
Yeah, you certainly did that.
Yep. Yeah. Jeez, I guess I'm never wearing this outfit again.
No, I love it.
Just kidding.
We're in the land of plaid. We love plaid.
We do.
Yeah.
And cashmere, which we discovered in the last hour was goat fur, but I had no idea. Not a bloody clue.
Special goats.
Blowing your mind over here.
Yeah, you are.
Pashmina goats.
Yeah, great. And again, you can get that at banana pubic instead of repubic.
Right. And you thought that the undercoat was just in the belly and the
I did. When
the
you said undercoat,
regions.
I thought you meant the bottom, the fur on the goat's belly.
Right, which actually is not quality fur, by the way.
Well,
because they're laying down, it rubs against the ground,
the dirt.
Yeah, so they usually, that's throwaway fleece.
Yeah, the same
usually.
Thing with me.
That's
my
what my that's
not...
what my shirt's made of, apparently.
It is.
It's the real pube.
goat gristle. Dawn's.
That's all I can afford, guys.
Dawn's is made of goat gristle.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I noticed this morning there's a rip in it on the side.
Oh, you look at that,
you know
girl.
What? It's my dad's shirt.
It is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no. Thanks for making
feel
us feel bad.
Holes.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's good.
Oh, my word. Hey, we figured out what we're going to do with the tickets, okay?
Yeah.
So,
you tell them.
What do you mean?
You know the tickets we're supposed to
get. Oh, my gosh.
What?
We're giving away tickets.
We have tickets for the 8:30 screenings.
But, okay, but hold on a minute. Let me count. I know, because you brought this up.
Yeah.
The reason, because I hate people that wear sunglasses inside. I've always mentioned it as a pet peeve.
Yeah.
I'm doing it because it's just real bright in here. They got, like, some TV lights shining on us.
That's for our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Right, right, yeah.
No, it's too early for that.
That was, like, 4 minutes ago, Jace. We're talking about the tickets.
Oh, but...
what the heck?
Oh, okay, but anyway, what...
No, it's funny. That's why.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
Yeah, and
I'm leaving them on.
It is bright in here, because there's lights bright. For the YouTube video.
Yeah, and I'm hot.
It is, yeah.
I'm getting hot.
We'll pump that down. In a second.
Well, you have a lumberjack shirt on.
I got to go to my car. I've got a lot of clothes in there. I can change.
Yeah.
Just like a hooker. Right.
But tell people, what are we doing with these tickets?
Okay, so we have 5 pairs of tickets, okay? For the screenings, either 8 or 8:30. Whoever wins can decide which one they want to go to. So if you don't have tickets and you want to, and you want to make a donation to Twin Cities Film Fest, we are going to take the 5 people who donate $300 between now and Friday. You'll get those tickets. And it will show up on here on our Give MN.
Hold on a second. But they have to donate now, not between now and Friday.
You want the first 5, whether it's now, today, yes. Later today, or Friday.
Hopefully we get it before the end of the show.
Oh my gosh.
It has to be.
Who am I working with today? Hello, Jason.
No.
I just wanted to make sure people think, I have till Friday to do that.
Yes. But
this is a sense of urgency we're creating.
Absolutely a sense of urgency, because the first 5, once the 5 are gone, they're gone.
They're gone.
But I'm just saying, that will be the duration of it. So, yeah. But yeah.
Got it.
Do it now.
So do it now. Go to mytalk1071.com. Click on donate now. And if you donate $300.
Yes.
The first 5 people to do that between now and Friday
will get
these tickets.
Yes.
These tickets.
And we'll be able to see it on GiveMN on our page.
That's right. And you can pick either the 8 or the 8:30.
So you should just put in your message 8:30 or 8.
Yeah.
That would make it even easier for our promotions department.
Yeah. What time you want. Exactly. Yep. Sure.
And
fantastic. And if you want shout-outs, we're doing all of that, too, today as well.
There's an 8:30 screening?
There is an 8:30. Oh, yes.
He's thinking about that he has to stay.
With the Q&A after,
Jace. Yeah, we have to stay after.
Yeah.
Did
you know that? Are you reading your emails?
Well, is this in an email?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
I didn't know there. I thought there's an 8:30 screening?
Yeah.
Girl, they just do not like us this year.
Yeah.
That's fun though. There's 3 screenings. So what time is the first screening?
7:30.
7:30.
The red carpet is before that.
Jason, you are killing me today.
What? Why?
Like everything's brand new to you today.
Wait, what? Okay. Alexis is the only one who knows what's going on.
What is happening?
You know what? I get to have a few of these days.
That's what I'm saying. You're killing me. I love this.
And I don't know what country I'm in.
So, yeah. Right, both of you guys.
Yeah, you're the only one that knows stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alexis. Yes.
So
we have a 7:38 and 8:30 showing. We still have general admission tickets, but if you're going to buy a ticket anyway, you might as well donate to Twin Cities Film Fest.
Yes.
And you can do that, too, at mytalk1071.com. Just click on the donate button. If you donate $300, you'll get a pair of tickets. Be one of the first to donate that amount, and you get to pick.
What is Lumber Lesbian laughing at over here?
I don't know!
What are you laughing at?
And then we have a whole nother experience, too, which we'll probably reveal tomorrow, because it seems to be too much information you guys.
Don't do 2. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That.
Yeah, we have a limo experience.
Donated yet.
Come on, donate. Please help me, friends. My talkers. Come on. Let me.
Alexis, help. Alexis is all by herself. She's doing the show by herself. You're literally. Nobody is helping you.
And all I see is blank.
That's what I feel like. There's nothing.
There's nothing going on inside.
The porch light is off.
Geez, what? There's an 8:30 showing? Heck yeah!
I didn't.
It's in an email. It's on the website.
I know.
And there's Q&As after all of them. So we go from one screening to the next to answer questions,
Jace. Okay. The porch light is off, Lexi.
Oh my God, I love if you're too looking so
at
much.
Me, if you're looking at me and just seeing black eye, that's there's nothing
you're
going
like,
on.
The jaws of black I eyes, am,
oh,
like a shark.
I'm a shark. I am just, gosh, there guys. Is nothing happening. I don't know
I
how.
I couldn't love you more right now.
I don't know
this
how
this is
I'm
rare
doing.
Form. Do we you never see me? You like this.
I am you. Yeah,
we
no.
never see you like that, Don. No.
Thank you.
Wait, did you say, do I like you?
Do you love me?
I'm not, oh, my God.
Does anybody love me?
If you love Dawn, give $300 and come you, to the screening.
If you want to take... If the first person to donate $1,000, we're giving the show over to them. You can have our show.
Oh, yeah, wait,
at
wait.
This point, what did we get a donation?
Oh, we got a $25. No. Megan, thank you. And she dedicated it to her
girl,
kids.
That is a pity donation
Bridget,
right there.
Molly, Maggie, and Connor.
Oh, thank you.
And Maggie
you.
Is the Johnson kid.
Oh, I love, yeah,
you
they're nice.
Johnson.
Yep, they're nice. I like them.
And one serves in the military, too, which is
thank
awesome.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you. But
thank
donate,
you, Megan.
Donate right now. Go to mytalk1071.com and poor Lex. I gotta
she's
tell you,
holding
we're at $5,709.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to do the TV
people.
Show.
Yeah, oh you're my. On your own there.
I really have no clue of how oh. I'm going to get through that. Okay. I'll
oh
think
my
about.
Gosh.
I'll
Kendall,
worry about.
We need to send up some smoke signals
oh, poor,
and
oh.
Jeff and.
Yeah, I'm not going to be good.
Ted.
No, it's going to be real rough over there.
And but, Eric.
Yeah. Anyway, so donate right now. Don't call. Go to mytalk1071.com. Click on Project Dawn and Dirty Film Fest. You'll see the Donate Now button. Donate now. Press that button, girl. Press it and then donate. What are you laughing at?
I just love you guys. You nailed it.
I'm very
that's
sweaty.
That's what you do.
You're what?
I'm gonna adjust the temperature. You know what?
It is very hot in here.
Yeah, how is this sweater doing? Are you do you have
pants or cashmere?
It is no. It is hot. It's toasty with yeah. the lights and everything. In
I'm
here.
Gonna also try to see if I can turn these lights off above us too.
Oh, can you do that now?
Yeah. Oh yeah. The
go ahead. Go over there. Oh, it's very bright in here, so we're turning
it's
off.
Very hot. And I shouldn't have worn. I didn't know what climate I was going to come back
well,
to.
Well, I
honestly.
Have to wear what I'm wearing on the TV.
4.5 degrees. What?
74.
Okay.
It's 74 in here.
Yeah.
It's like a toast. Are they trying to air fry us?
Well, yesterday it was 78 when we came in.
Oh my God! They're air frying us. Turn that down.
Nobody's in here. What is the engineer
nobody,
left?
My talkers, can I tell you, everybody left. There's not a single stat. Freaking Don and Steve come on, and there's a marching band in here, and like B. Arthur, Jenny Hubbard's in here.
There's nobody here.
There's nobody.
It's 74.5 degrees. I just pumped it. I put it up
I'm
to
so
64.
Thirsty, you guys.
So hopefully it will cool up quickly.
Okay.
For us all.
We turn the lights off. I would... Oh. Can we just be in the dark? Can we turn those off, too?
No. We have to show our stupid selves on YouTube. People, if you're watching this...
I would really like to be in the dark right now. I just would... I gotta figure
I would
out
like to be horizontal right now, okay? And in the dark.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
That's okay, but please, donate.
Please. Go to mytalk1071.com.
Hey, if someone donates $300, that will bring us over $6,000.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
Dawn,
and you're going to get tickets.
Refresh.
Has anyone donated?
No. Oh. Megan, thank you for your 20.
Megan! Megan! Thank you, Megan.
It's like an empty oil well. Just you keep pumping and pumping and nothing comes
Don't
out.
Say that ever again. Especially from what happened on set yesterday.
Yeah, what are we pumping? I saw some pumping yesterday.
Yeah, well, you'll see that. But you have to come to the movie.
And if you donate $300, you can get a pair of tickets.
And there's three screenings. I forgot what times they are, but
7:30, 8:00, and 8:30.
Yes. Right.
Q&A after each one.
A very short Q&A, like a couple minutes, and then we're out. There we go.
Oh, boy.
Oh!
8:16. We're going to take a break. The Dirt Alert is coming up next.
Is it?
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk, and live for day 2.5 of Project Dawn and Dirty Film Fest. If you want to get tickets, limited tickets are still available. Go to mytalk1071.com and click on Project Dawn and Dirty logo. And while you're there, donate as well. Hit that Buy Now button. And we're looking for $5,300 donations. And you will get a pair of tickets. You don't even need to buy tickets. If you donate, it's a win-win. You will get tickets to our 8 or 8:30 screening of our film fest. It's Dirt Alert time, but we're, you know, during Project Down and Dirty, we kind of go a little bit off format. So no Dirt Alert stories necessarily, normal ones here. So Jason, back at the ranch, you can bring down the Dirt Alert music because we ain't doing it.
The dirt's right here.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. It's a little behind the scenes kind of fun and frivolity yesterday as we're shooting. And we said this earlier, and I think it's important because even if you're sitting here and you're not maybe a usual listener of ours.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Ours, or you know, you're new to the show, we want you to know that when you see the movie, when you see our little film, just know there are so many kind of layered elements to it that is really for you guys, and so many references and just pop culture little things that mean a lot to all of us. So keep an eye out for all of those things when you're watching it. Dawn has done such a great job layering all of that in to our film. So
it's just brilliance. Yes.
Aww. It really
Dawn,
is.
Seriously.
It's just perfect and how you did it. Mm-hmm. And you don't even, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, is that a reference to blank? And when we were shooting stuff yesterday, it just kind of hit me. So good job on that.
Thank you. There were some things that, you know, because we went off script and stuff, we've been doing that because that's fun. You got to make it fun, you know. But there were certain key things that I wanted to keep in, and I hope that it wasn't like
no,
overbearing for me
it.
To go, can you say it exactly this way because that's a reference to this?
Mm-mm.
So
no, we like that. We like that a lot.
And also, we did have a couple of donations over the break here. I just wanted to mention, let's see, let me click on that again. We had Heidi. She gave $50 in honor of the morning show. So punch, drunk, tired, and providing so much amusement. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Anna, or Ann rather, she gave $50 dedicated to my favorite morning show friends.
Aww.
And then we had an anonymous $100 donation.
Yes!
So with those three people, we have $200. We're still looking for five $300 donations. You'll get a pair of tickets to one of the screenings, either 8 or 8:30. And maybe I should mention this. The first person to donate, Jayton, came in.
Yes.
And he said he will give two tickets to anyone that donates the $300 first. And that will be on opening night celebration. And Maggie Baird will be in attendance. She's one of the actresses that is one of the films, in one of the films with Twin Cities Film Fest. So she's going to be there. And you'll be able to be there as well and maybe get to talk to her. So that's awesome. Thank you, Jayden, for doing that. So be the first person.
Right. So they'll be coming to the screening on Friday and also hitting the Twin Cities Film Fest when it begins.
That's correct. Yes.
Ooh.
So you're going to get a 2-for-1 deal there.
Yeah. It's so great. So we're really all kidding aside for a minute or two. It's going to be a fun night. I just can't wait. I can't wait to see everybody's movies.
Yes.
I really can't wait to see Laurie and Julia's. I got to tell you, that's the one I cannot wait to see.
I think that this has been probably the longest hours we've worked as far as like not we're, I'm not whining. I'm having a fabulous time. But as far as the time frame that we've worked in a day is like, you know, 13
for
hours.
PD&D,
for sure. Probably
and to prep
the longest
for
hours
it too.
Exactly.
Writing and finding costumes and, you know, all of that.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the great thing about it is that I'm having a blast. Mm-hmm. Like, this is so much fun.
It's a blast. It was fun. Yeah. And that's what pushed you through.
Yep.
Kind of yesterday in the delirium of just, okay, you know, let's do one more take. And we got to our final shot yesterday. And I remember our director, Adrian, said, let's do it one more time. And I just thought, oh, God. He was like, it's that cliche.
For safety.
Yeah. It's like the cliche. That's, you did a really good job. Do it again. Just mm-hmm. one more time. And it'll come out in the wash, as they say.
I have a little story about when we were in the park. We had a lot of distractions going on. We were filming a couple of scenes by the Mississippi River. We'll just say that. And not only did a child ask, what is that?
When
they saw Alexis to their mother, there were runners running by, and some of them were shirtless. And then there was a woman coming down the block. She was just fast walking, and she looked at me and turned around.
She did.
She did. She honestly
was really
did.
Afraid of you.
Then we had somebody who was changing a tire in the parking lot with a loud, like, what are those? Automatic
drill bit, the not drill,
like loud.
Oh,
you didn't know that.
I noticed it.
I didn't notice it.
It was super loud, and I was concerned, but then I realized that Adrian, our director, has really high quality
mics
on us, the lav mics, and it doesn't pick that up. But I was like ready to go over there and go, can you not do that right now? We are filming a film.
That's right.
Do you know what we're doing?
Do you know what we're doing?
With your crazy
Listen,
costume.
I know that you've had a very bad day and your tire is flat, but we're filming something.
Can I tell you, that would have went over real well with what you were wearing yesterday.
Yeah.
That person would have looked at you like you had just stumbled from the woods. You know what I mean?
I know.
And one of us really did stumble from the woods.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. Well. So. Yeah.
And stumbled down into the woods. There was a brief moment where Adrian, our director, has a very nice camera. It's called a Red camera. It's very expensive, and it is beautiful shots he picks up. It's like a prized possession. Like mm-hmm. So
yes.
he's it's our last shot.
Last shot.
And he is getting a different angle. He was doing a handheld version shot, and he started to stumble down into the Mississippi River, and he was like, going backwards, and he caught himself.
And he was so focused on the screen, on the camera.
And Tomas, our PD, he was like, I wasn't really worried about you. I just want to tell you that he was more worried about the camera.
Yeah.
He's like, are you okay? But how's that camera?
Seriously. Because that's real expensive.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. It is day 2.5 of Project Down and Dirty. We are live at the Showplace Icon Theaters, the home of the Twin Cities Film Fest. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk and streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. We are live at the headquarters of the Twin Cities Film Fest in beautiful St. Louis Park. Right below the Showplace Icon Theaters at the West End. I love this theater. And I'm not just saying it now because we're here and it's hosting our film fest and the film fest, the Twin Cities. But I've always loved it.
Because there's a bar upstairs.
That is a very important factor.
Yeah, that is very helpful.
No,
it
is a great place.
They have good snacks here, too.
They change the menu often. But the food has always been good. And they have bacon popcorn here, which is I think they still have it.
And big bacon bits.
Yeah.
Not big. Just, a smoky flavor.
No, no. I had, when I was in Indianapolis.
Sorry. Did you guys hear that? I had a hiccup.
Oh, okay.
What did you think it was?
I don't know.
I thought you literally just burped.
You belched.
I thought you belched.
No, it's just
your Egg McMuffin.
No.
No, you did not have that.
No.
That's right.
No, I just did that. You know when you go like that? It's sorry.
Oh, no, it's...
So some of the great donations that have been coming in just to support us that were really... kind of punchy right now.
Yeah.
We have Heidi gave $50 in honor of the morning show. So punch drunk, tired, and providing so much amusement. Then we have Julie who said she's giving $27 dedicated to goat pubes. Pity donation. See you Friday. Odd numbers.
Yeah. Because it drives me nuts.
Lindsay gave $50 dedicated to all the sleep deprived listeners who are enjoying this broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
We have
not alone.
Aaron gave $22 dedicated to pushing past 6,000.
Yes, that's Panda. Thank you, Panda.
Oh, I didn't know her name was Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Panda.
Sarah gave $25 dedicated to her mom, Kim, who will be celebrating her birthday at this 8:30 screening on Friday.
Yes!
Sarah Ober. Okay.
Again, I love that there's... I didn't know about this 8:30, so that's fantastic. I can't wait.
I can tell.
That sounded genuine.
No.
I can't wait.
No, it's going to be... It's just going to be fun to see everybody. Now... What?
We're over 6,000. $6,033.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, my talkers. Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, 51 people donating.
Now,
$5, it goes a long way.
Now, I said this earlier. You know, one of the fun things about Project Dawn and Dirty that is a little hard this year is the fact that, you know, spending time with the other shows.
Yes.
Like, we
haven't gotten to.
We haven't seen anybody, like nobody. But Bea Arthur is allegedly... I don't know if she's still doing this, trying to arrange
a dinner on Thursday.
A get-together on Thursday. And I don't know if that's happening, but maybe that will happen. Is that happening?
She's saying she winked at us and did a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, she's multi-layered. She looks like a dock worker. She's bringing in Dungeon of Crab.
Interesting choice.
Yeah. They've also insulted me and said I look like a lesbian lumberjack. So if you, which is fine, to be a lesbian and a lumberjack is completely legitimate.
Because lesbians love our show.
They do?
They do. We are very, yes.
Because we love lesbians.
We love them.
Yes.
Very much so.
We love everybody.
We do.
We do.
Especially today. I mean, we are so tired. It doesn't really much matter.
Nope. Donna Valentine entering the studio looking like a worker from Target from 1975.
See?
Oh! That's what, yeah.
She has a great sweater on.
I was going to say, Nallen Laters. Remember those delicious Nallen Laters? You get those in the layers?
Mm-hmm.
What?
All back to snacks.
You look like a snack, Donna.
You're a snack, girl.
Yeah.
Since she's the first.
Let's try to get some information.
Person.
Yeah, what's your movie about?
We're not going to get any info from her.
Just tell us everything.
Okay. First of all, it's funny you were talking about snacks because we got to a point where we were so hungry when we were on set on Monday night that Steve's like, oh my God, that boom mic is starting to look like a hot dog. I'm like, you're starting to look like a plate of spaghetti.
Oh, my God. It's so important. When we're getting some stuff for the shoot, I grabbed a bunch of candy because I figured, hey.
Yeah.
And we were eating that.
Our filmmakers brought everything.
Oh.
They brought snacks. They brought candy.
Nice.
They brought drinks.
Our director bought us pizza yesterday.
Oh, yes.
And we need to contribute to him for his
Yeah, he did.
Pizzas.
He bought us. He
or
bought
somebody
us pizza.
Does.
It's all in the budget. They have a budget.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Please, we look at Doc Worker over there.
Not,
she doesn't know.
She's got her poker face on right now.
Donna,
our movie.
Yeah, let's do this.
Please.
Let's ask it in this way, Donna Valentine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're not going to tell you anything about ours, but let's trade clues.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh,
give us a couple words that describe the premise.
Will you be on camera as well? Come over into the shot.
Sure.
Oh, you're so cute. Look at you guys on YouTube.
It does look like a now and later.
It's so cute.
Okay. let me think. What our premise is?
Okay, let me ask this.
Yeah.
Donna,
we kind of know something where we think we do.
Let me ask this.
Yeah. Okay.
How did it come about? Who came up with it?
It was a collaborative effort. I came up with the ending.
Yes.
Rocco is just all over the place with his thoughts, and a lot of it has to do with references to our show.
Okay.
So a lot of it's kind of like a love letter to our listeners who know all the inside jokes and all of that.
So is it about somebody who's about to lose their job?
It's a work environment?
It's about a struggling business.
A struggling business. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And a competition.
Oh.
Oh, that's it. Donna, you gave way more than I thought you would.
How would we bottom line ours like that?
We wouldn't.
Oh, we're not sharing?
No, we just lied.
There's not an intimate
for tax? I feel like I was just tricked.
No.
I'll say this.
Okay.
We had to have an intimacy coordinator.
Really?
And we're not joking.
Yes.
Does it involve any of you?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, there. Yes.
Okay.
And we're not joking. We're not trying to be fun.
Did you have to have one of those things that you wear?
Like a weird diaper?
Like a nude suit. They call it, they have it for guys, like a sock. But
or
they
like
call
a block.
It, yeah.
I was talking, like a talking wedge. About the block. Yes.
Yeah.
To block
no,
it.
But yeah. No, but there was.
Is there nudity?
No. Darn it.
No nudity.
There's mention of nudity.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
But
you see more of Jason than you've ever seen before, though.
Really?
That's very true.
Maybe me, too.
And Dawn.
Yeah.
And
other sides of Alexis that
and
you haven't
I
seen.
And I said this. This is what we'll say to Donna Valentine. Actually, I think it would be interesting to show. I'm going to show you so you can give the audience's reaction. I'm going to show you what Alexis looks like.
Okay.
And then you can give the radio audience a lot. Come here, Donna. Come over by me.
Let me check this out.
This is really a lot that she's giving away.
Wow. I know, but I like Donna Valentine.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
And this is Donna reacting live to what Alexis's main costume is. Hope there are no dirty pictures on this.
Here it comes. God, I love it so much. Oh, wow. Now I feel like we under-delivered.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I'm
no.
sure you didn't.
No.
Is that not?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Substantial, right?
Yes.
Donna,
it's handmade, too.
This beautiful.
I'm pointing out something. That was designed for Alexis.
Was it really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
We know people who know.
Damn it.
So.
Darn, we all look like ourselves.
Well, no, but. Oh. So that's why, yeah. Because Donna was very nice. So
I know that you have to go plan your show.
Yeah, go plan your show.
And thank you, Maxie,
for playing with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
You're my best friends. And I think you would agree, and maybe you'll...
How many best friends do you have, Donna?
You're my best friend.
Oh. But I think you'd agree, the only sucky thing about this project on Dirty is we don't really get to see each other like we usually do.
I know.
That's the only thing I don't really
like.
And
we don't get to live together.
No. Well, I don't mind that. But, I mean, that's fine, yeah.
There's going to be a dinner Thursday, which I think is tomorrow night.
Now they're making us go to a
tomorrow
dinner?
Tomorrow night?
Oh, maybe. So.
Wait, but are you guys done? Done with your parts?
Yes, we're done filming.
Right,
now
just the
we're
editing.
Post-production.
Are you going to be part of that at all, or is it okay?
Oh, interesting. Yes. Oh, that's a twist.
I don't know if we're going to be part of the decision-making.
No, you're just going to sit there and watch.
Maybe press a few buttons.
Yeah.
I don't know. We want to be as trusting in our filmmakers as possible.
Well, we appreciate you trusting us to play with us for a few minutes.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Donna Valentine.
Bye.
Donna, coming up in just a few
Best
minutes.
Best friend status.
Best friends forever.
Which apparently
BFF.
Everybody gets.
That's right. We're going to take a break, everyone. We'll be back right after these words. I sing this to Alexis every morning before her show starts.
We duet. Gosh, friend, there are some moments during this process that
I will
think about and crack up.
Oh.
There's a specific costume that you wear that I just think about and smile. Things from specifically this morning that you've said, not only the cashmere sweater, but also... It was really hot in here earlier.
Oh.
And you guys are they trying to air fry us?
They were air frying us. These manager people were trying to air fry us.
Oh my gosh.
It was freaking hot in here. Anyway, I'm with you. Welcome back, everybody. Project Dawn and Dirty.
Ooh.
I've said it all morning. I think one of the aspects that all of you listening in the car at home you love is the behind the scenes shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
And what Alexis just said is so true. There's I really hope, I don't want to oversell this because I want to actually under-promise and over-deliver.
Because
you don't know. I mean, what you think is funny, things like this are so subjective. And you put stuff out in the world, and then if people like it, if they receive it. But I will tell you, we shot some scenes yesterday that I know for me, even doing them, and I know you and I, Dawn is way more professional than the two of us.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Alexis and I, Dawn is not here right now. She stepped out so we can say this.
Yeah.
Poor Dawn had to literally put up with us because she waited to crack up until he yelled cut. And you and I were like Carol Burnett. We were like Harvey Korman and Tim Conway. We could barely.
We kept breaking.
We kept breaking. because there's a couple particular scenes where it's very hard to not break up. And I'm sitting there, Lex, my talkers, I'm sitting there and I keep waiting for him to say cut. And he's not. And I'm like, oh, God, this needs to be over. Like, I'm in a really uncomfortable position right now. And I need this to be I need the director to say cut. I am in a position that I am not often in. And that's all I'm going to say.
Since the early 90s?
Yeah. And I really need this to be over. And yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But having said that, I am with you.
Yes.
I went to look. I was so tired last night. But I thought about the baby wondering who you were in the park with your costume. And I my other visual that was with me last night was we were on location last night at a park, and there were beautiful people jogging, like just, you know, healthy people. People just shirtless.
Doing a great job.
With little Sven Sundgaard shorts and Steve Patterson biceps and chest, you know, just
yeah,
naked.
Yeah, I turned around and I was in the walkway and there was one coming towards me. And I like,
there was a Steve Patterson run. And I'm saying it because Steve's right here. So I'm trying to make him boost his self-esteem today.
He's like over this way.
That's right. So these beautiful people are running. And I showed. And I,
what did he do? Did he just flex?
Oh,
he did
my that. God.
I didn't know you could do that. Can you do that?
Sorry. I can't do that. Look at those breasts.
He just flexed his pecs.
Oh, Steve,
and
come
they
here. Steve, come
do
here
it on camera for a donation for us.
Dude,
yeah,
if you want to flex your boobs for people.
Yeah, money.
Flex your boobs for people.
If someone liked that.
No, Steve.
You really.
Do me a favor.
Oh my gosh, those are like chicken cutlet bean bags.
Jump on the mic real quick. I need to ask Steve something real quick. Turn on that mic. Because Donna Valentine was so nice and shared a detail of your movie.
Oh, what did she share?
Not a lot.
Because I went to share something yesterday.
And she yelled at you,
I
heard.
She said, don't.
Shut you down a lot.
But Donna Valentine was very nice.
Struggling company, we know that.
Yes. Struggling company.
And what was the other?
And a love letter to your listeners. A lot of layers of inside jokes from your show.
For sure. Yes.
Okay. And then, so Donna was so generous. So I want to do to you what I just did to Donna for the radio audience. I shared with you one particular costume of Alexis Thompson's.
Yeah.
Please share with the radio audience your reaction to said costume.
Listen, I think Alexis is lovely, right? And so I want to go on record first with that. I don't know if what I saw is the best version of her. appearance-wise. Oh, it's just, it's a pretty...
I would agree.
It's aggressive. There was a lot happening.
A lot.
It's
aggressive.
You don't know where to look. I look at this Alexis, and then I think of the Alexis that you showed me.
Yeah.
There's
very different.
There's a difference.
And Steve, we can tell you this.
Because I'm an actor.
That's right.
That's why.
We can tell you this, right? That's just the beginning.
Really?
We play.
He's pretending to be fascinated right now.
Yeah, I almost said yeah.
No, I am.
Really? No, he is actually.
No, I'm. You know, I'm like wide eyed. Yeah, really. Tell me.
No, that's.
I get that. Yeah,
we're multiple people.
Yes,
we can tell you that.
And
okay,
there's costumes galore.
And I think I can share with you that we also, Donna Rocco and I, each play multiple characters as well.
Oh, really?
So not like a full like clump situation, you know, but yeah, we have been asked to, you know, we're a small team like we all are. And so we had to put on some different hats.
How many hats did you each wear? I'm very competitive.
Two. Two hats.
Okay, so we are three people. So go
I have a question.
Yeah.
So Don wrote a lot of the script.
Don wrote the whole script.
Okay. So did your filmmakers come in and say, "Oh, like, thank you, cute idea," and here now we're gonna redo it, or like, was it Don's script is what is being acted?
Don's script is what's being acted.
Wow.
But there are other layers and elements to it that they've added to it. They didn't take anything away. They've just added to it.
Okay.
Which is. That's really cool idea.
Great.
And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
It's
do whatever you want.
And like yours, ours is a love letter to our audience.
Yeah.
And also, this is a compliment to her for the third time today. It is so layered with, there's a line that you're like, oh, wait a minute, that's from this. There. Oh, what's that from? And it's all her. She layered this 9 minutes, and I hope when people watch it, really pay attention.
At least one person will be like, oh, that's from that
That's
movie.
From that. And
oh,
then,
really? That's great.
Yes, Donna.
The one thing I am a little worried about is that
when there is a huge burst of laughter during our film, that a line might be missed.
Oh, really? Because we told our director they will laugh at this, so we give it time.
Oh, you did? You guys worked that out.
We worked that out.
I'm not sure we did.
Well, there was something that Rocco and I worked on that we decided to add a little distance in. There is... I'm going to share another detail.
There is an
original musical number.
Oh, right. We have that as well.
Okay. Oh, your movie sounds so fascinating.
Actually, we have 12.
No. It isn't a number, but there is original music.
Yes. Yeah. I will say this about ours, and I know now we're out of time, but one thing I was impressed by, so our filmmakers, they took an idea, and then they wrote this this screenplay, but it's really cool to see the little, you planted a seed here that now pays off in last scene.
Yep. Stuff.
I'm very impressed by the whole process.
That's great.
Well, we can't wait to see yours. Cool.
Likewise. It's going to be a great Friday.
And we can't wait to listen to your show, which comes up momentarily.
Yes!
Don and Steve.
And we're going to make a film every other month, so.
No, we're not.
You know, whenever you guys are ready.
Super into it.
Okay, we're done now.
Okay,
that's going to do it for us. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, go out there and be yourself. Right, Lex?
That's right! You be you. Thank you to everyone who donated. We're at $6,033.
Yeah, and you can still do that. We're going to be paying attention to those $300 donations. We have 5 pair of tickets to give away before Friday. The first person actually also gets tickets to the Twin Cities Film Fest opening night where you can meet a celebrity.
Yes, do it. We love you. Bye.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me October 4th for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms.